USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department spiked the prior administration's study. Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Police say there were multiple deaths and multiple injuries following a shooting at a downtown San Jose Transportation Authority yard. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
San Diego authorities are charging a 28-year-old woman with felony battery after an attack on a Southwest Airlines plane in which a flight attendant lost two teeth and suffered other injuries to her face. The FAA says airlines have reported 2,500 incidents of unruly passengers this year, including 1,900 cases in which passengers refused to wear face masks. Regarding this most recent incident in San Diego, Union President Lynn Montgomery tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"This was the final straw. We've had a staggering amount of increase in the number of unruly passenger incidents. And when this happens to one of our own, that is when we really kick into gear and say, enough is enough. We need to do more."
AAA is reporting more than 37 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from their home over the Memorial Day holiday. That number up 60% over last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump is discussing President Biden's crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Former President Donald Trump is close to returning to the political spotlight, planning on holding campaign-style rallies in four battleground states in the upcoming weeks. Speaking with Newsmax TV on Tuesday, Trump said the Biden administration squandered a secure southern border and called the current situation a disaster.
We had the strongest border we've ever had, and within a month it became the weakest, and now you have tens of thousands of people flowing into our countries, and many are criminals, frankly, released from jails in numerous countries. We have people coming in from the Middle East. We have people coming in from everywhere. You go to the airport, you have to show how you're doing. You come through the southern border, and you just walk in. We had the strongest southern border ever, and it's very sad to see.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses is launching a survival campaign against President Biden's new tax policies. The group is highlighting concerns regarding President Biden's proposed $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan and $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, which would be paid for by a slew of tax hikes affecting millions of U.S. households and small businesses. The American Jobs Plan, for example, would raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%, reversing a key part of Republicans' 2017 tax law. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.